This is the brothels chapter. It's associated with Circe, who turned men into swine and back again. And it's written as though it were in the form of a play. It starts out with the description of this crummy part of the town. Circe lived in a mansion in the great swamp where there were grunting animals of various kinds and various stenches rising from the ground and so forth. And Joyce is describing Night Town. I'll just read a bit and bring us in and try to get fast to the crises. The Mabbott Street entrance of Night Town, before which stretches an uncobbled tram siding set with skeleton tracks, red and green will-o'-the-wisps and danger signals, rows of flimsy houses with gaping doors, rare lamps with faint rainbow fans, round Rabbiati's halted rice gondola, stunted men and women squabble. They grab wafers between which are wedged lumps of coal and copper snow. Sucking, they scatter slowly. Children. The swan scum of the gondola, high-reared, forges on through the murk, white and blue under a lighthouse. Whistles call and answer. The calls. Wait, my love, and I'll be with you. The answers. Round behind the stable. A deaf, mute idiot with goggle eyes, his shapeless mouth dribbling, jerks past, shaken in St. Vitus dance. A chain of children hands imprisons him. The children, Kithog, salute. The idiot lifts a palsied left arm and gurgles, grrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr they release him, and so forth and so on. Then there's this little moment when Stephen is arriving, page 424. Is Stephen coming in here chanting Latin? Stephen flourished his ash plant in his left hand, chants with joy the introit for Paschal time. This is the time of the crucifixion. Good Friday, Easter Saturday and Sunday. He chants with joy the introit for Paschal time. Lynch, his jockey cap low on his brow, attends him, a sneer of discontent wrinkling his face. Stephen, vidi aquam egregientem de templo alatere dextro, alleluia. And I saw the water come pouring from the right side after the Longinus lance. The famished snaggle tusks of an elderly board protrude from a doorway. The board, her voice whispering huskily, shh, come here till I tell you. Maidenhead inside, shh. Stephen, altius aliquantulum et omnes ad quos pervenit aqua ista. And to all who came, this water was given. The board spits in their trail her jet of venom. Trinity Medicals, fallopian tube, all prick and no pence. Edie Boardman, sniffling, crouched by, with pretty supple, draws her shawl across her nostrils and so forth. So here it is, Stephen coming in, chanting as though he were going to the crucifixion. He intends something of this kind, and Bloom also is ready. Stephen, triumphantly, salvi facti sunt, and all to whom it came are saved. He flourishes his ass plant, shivering the lamp image, shattering light over the world. A liver and white spaniel on the prowl slinks after him, growling. Lynch scares it with a kick. Lynch, so that, Stephen looks behind. So the gesture, not music, not odors, would be a universal language, the gift of tongues rendering visible not the lay sense, but the first entelechy, the structural rhythm. Lynch, pronosophical philotheology, metaphysics in Mecklenburg Street. Stephen, we have shrew-ridden Shakespeare and henpecked Socrates. Even the all-wisest Stagirite, Aristotle, was bitted, bridled, and mounted by a light of love. Well, there's a story of Aristotle being ridden around the room by a little girl. Lynch, bah. So they come in, and Bloom is following. Bloom loses track of them. Bloom stops to buy some meat in a butcher's, and he gives it to the dog which Lynch had kicked. This is different type of man. And then, now, these different people appear to him. I'll just name them and we move on. The first that arrives, that appears to him, is his father, Rudolph. And we know that his father committed suicide in discouragement about his life and so forth. And then his mother, Ellen, appears. And then Marion, his wife, appears. On page 432, you'll find her. What are you doing down here, Poldy? Everybody is amazed, and it's his feeling very uneasy in being in this section. Then Gertie McDowell, the girl he'd seen on the beach, appears. And then Mrs. Breen, who is a woman with whom in his earlier days he had had apparently an affair of some kind. Then we come to loiterers in the street and two British soldiers, redcoats, Privates Carr and Compton. And then on 444, Bloom comes to his senses and he thinks, what am I doing down here? Wild goose chase this, disorderly houses, Lord knows where they are gone, drunks cover distance double quick, nice mix-up scene, and so forth and so forth. Then a couple of policemen appear, the watch, and for a great many pages, Bloom's imagination is filled with accusing forces that came in. He has to prove himself. There's a law trial and all of this in his mind. And then the women whom he has ogled appear to accuse him. Around page 457, Mrs. Yelverton Barry and Mrs. Bellingham. Mrs. Yelverton Barry, shame on you, and so forth. And they accuse him of ogling and lusting after them. The Honorable Mrs. Mervyn Tallboys, among others. Finally, he comes to a place where he hears some music. This appears on 566. Now we're beginning to get there. All the accusations are quelled by his handing the food to a dog who turns out to have the face of Patty Dignam, whom he had befriended at the funeral service and so forth and so on. So he is allowed through in his own mind. Now, suddenly, the kisses, warbling, Leo twittering, icky, licky, micky, sticky for Leo, cooing, cuckoo, yum, yum, wum, wum, warbling, big, come big, pirouette, Leopoldi, twittering, Leo, Leo, warbling, oh, Leo, they rustle, flutter upon his garments, a light, bright, giddy flakes, silvery sequins, bloom, a man's touch, sad music, church music, perhaps here.